Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, President of Aerospace Management System Institute, Board Member of Professional Aerospace Maintenance Association, and National Aviation Safety Foundation. He's the anchor host for Plane Time Stressing Aviation Maintenance. He has over 3,000 hours of flight time around the world and is today's host.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host for the Florida Aviation Network, coming to you live and in the clear here at the Lakeland International Airport. And we're coming to you live from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is across the street from the Aerospace Center for Excellence. And we're on the SunFund campus, so it's taken years, and I just mentioned this earlier, to figure out how all these dynamics fit together. But we're at Sun and Fun. That's the bottom line. And on these shows, we here at Florida Aviation Network, Florida Aviation Network is a part of the National Aviation Safety Foundation. We're a project. We're run by volunteers. We have actually all students on the cameras right now. And we have airline captains that are back running the program, the switchers. So it's a real dichotomy of people that we have here. It's cohesive, and our message is safety. Obi and Bill Hohenstein and I, we started with the FAA. This used to be the FAA Production Studios. We have now morphed into the Florida Aviation Network. And there's no telling where it's going to go because we have guests on this show that have made such an impact on aviation in general, and ultimately aerospace, because that's where we're going. We're in space, face it. A lot of these guys and gals on the cameras, they could be our next folks going to Mars. You don't know. But the way that we're going to make this happen is through effective business and cooperation with manufacturers, business operators, government organizations, and organizers. And that's the reason we have with us Kenai Aviation. Kenai Aviation, what in the world is Kenai Aviation doing in Florida this time of year? Anybody know where Kenai is? It's a little slice of heaven, up in the Alaska region. And it's up there. We're the lower 48, as they say. But there's so much beauty in Alaska. And it's a different breed of cat, if you will. Because you got to be tough, you got to be hardy, and you got to know what you're doing in Alaska, or else you won't last very long. And these folks, I'm going to welcome here Joel Caldwell, Joel and Karen Caldwell.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for getting up early. I know you got up early to get here because we advanced the schedule for you guys. Yep. Joel, Karen, I know, and I do know a little bit about these folks. And Joel, how's the sunburn?
Not bad.
Okay. All right. You wouldn't be able to tell, but he did get a burn kind of on his back. It kind of hurts. But anyway, the didn't trip you up there, did I?
No. I'm doing good. Enjoying the sunshine.
It's good. That's what we're here for. And you guys are, you're a testament of success. I mean, Joel, you fly for Alaska Airlines.
Correct.
You fly with Alaska Airlines. You don't actually take controls, but at some point in time, Karen, you are in charge of that aircraft. You do know that. And that's the true team concept. Yep. And how did you guys go from your professional roles as an airline pilot and a professional flight safety attendant?
Yep. Safety attendant.
How did you guys get into Kenai Aviation?
Well, for us, it was kind of taking a step back into it. So our heart has always been the general aviation, the joy of that. We actually originally went to Alaska supporting missionary work and supporting the churches up there. That's still very much our heart. But originally went to Alaska to provide humanitarian aid into Far East Russia and flying up there. And then over those years of building relationship with other small airlines around the state, getting involved in the mostly the Part 135 operations. That's just our love. Connecting with the small communities, building those close, tight-knit relationships. So Karen actually asked me years ago if I would ever think I would ever fly for a major airline, and I said, no, that sounds boring. But then I started going with her on some of her trips, and Alaska Airlines started doing Anchorage to Hawaii, so I would ride along with her on those, and getting to know some of those pilots, and looked around and went, hey, that looks like a pretty good gig. So anyway, for us, you know, it really is a step back into what we love while continuing to do the Part 121 step. But that's really the joy is in our roots of that general aviation. Like I said, just very intimate, flying into the, you know, smaller communities where you really can make, you know, much more of a personal difference. Right. And so that's the stuff that we really enjoy.
Well, and you guys work so well as a team. And Karen, I know you have a lot of interest in aviation, but I think it's more you like the glamour of being able to travel so much and get places and see people. You're a people person, face it.
Yes, and I do like to travel, but I also love to serve people. I love meeting all the people. It's just it's a different trip every single time I go, and meeting all these wonderful people from all over the world. It's just I love all of it.
And you do it well. And I tell you, what brings you here, you were here last year. You picked up a new aircraft. What can you tell us about that new aircraft that you picked up?
I can tell you we loved it so much we're here getting our second one.
Wow, back to back.
Yeah.
And, you know, the aircraft that you picked up here last year and you're taking home this year, it's a 9-passenger. It's a Technam. It's a B-2012, I believe is what they call it. And how was that airplane working out for you and your operation up in Kenai?
It's working incredibly well. Our passengers love it. Our pilots love it. My mechanics love it. It's just been what we found was an airplane that was finally made to do what we do. You know, as you know, in aviation, there's always a trade-off. If you want to go fast, you can't land short. If you want to go, you know, all those different trade-offs that we have. But, you know, I've found in my career in flying in Alaska, you're always using an airplane that worked well to try to go move people or to move freight. But we finally found an airplane that was made to do exactly what it is that we want to do as Kenai Aviation, which is the commuter people charters, the people haulers. Serving our local communities, you know, we're doing flights that are, you know, within 100 nautical miles as far as our schedule is concerned. We also do longer charters.
That's hot. That's just up and down.
Right, but to find the right airplane to do that, the Technam Traveler is definitely the right airplane to do that. So we've done that with Navajo Chieftains. We've done that with Caravans. We've done that with a number of different airplanes. We finally found an airplane that is designed specifically to do that. So the passenger comfort is there, so they love it. The all-weather capability is there, and so for reliability, we love it. And then they designed an airplane that is designed to maintain well and easily, and so our mechanics love it.
De-icing plugins.
Little plug for de-ice all-weather stuff, that makes a big difference.
Right.
Particularly
right.
When you're in a lot of weather in Alaska.
Right.
And I want to bring up something else that I probably weren't going to go there, but this is one of my passions, is tell me about some of your Piper aircraft that you operate up there. This is unusual, your flight school.
Okay. So we quite often, when we talk about our flight school, so we started Kenai Aviation Training Academy 5 years ago. And in looking for the perfect airplane for us for that, I learned to fly when I was 16 years old in a PA-22 Tri-Pacer. And so I have an irrational love for Tri-Pacers. So when we started our school, that was, of course, one of the very first airplanes we started with. But in the state of Alaska, for us, we're always wanting to be reliable, wanting to keep the airplanes flying. Parts is always a real big deal for us. You know, you gotta keep maintaining. You got to keep things going. Well, because we're such a Super Cub state, there's Super Cub parts all over the place. And what's really great about the Tri-Pacer is it's an excellent trainer, and it shares so many parts with that Super Cub. So for us, we have a fleet that trains our students well, but every part on that thing we can get in the state of Alaska. So it's been really nice.
I like it a lot.
So we have 7 tri-pacers. We have 5 on a nose wheel, 1 on tail wheel, and 1 on floats that also goes on tail wheel in the wintertime.
Wow.
And we have twin engine. And then our twin engine.
Oh, your Geronimo.
Right, and then our Geronimo.
Which is a glorified Apache.
It is a tank. For us, for our flight school, it is a little tank. It just flies and flies and flies, but it's solid.
Joel, here is where I'm going to put Joel and Karen on the spot. You know we're all about safety here at the Florida Aviation Network.
Right.
And you guys have impressed me, and I'm an old hard guy when it comes to safety. How do you guys keep your folks tuned up? And you have a very good safety record. I do know that. I've checked you out. But that doesn't happen by accident. I mean, you have to work hard to keep a safe operation. What is you? And you're very much people person. It's all about relationships. And safety is no different. I mean, you've got to have that culture in your organization. How do you guys do it?
You want to speak to that a little bit?
From our ramp agents all the way to the pilots, everyone has the ability to stop operations if they see something that's unsafe. Mm-hmm. Everyone is equally respected. It is a team effort. We treat everyone that comes through our doors family. And if you wouldn't put your mom or your sister or your daughter or your son or your brother, whoever, mm-hmm. in an airplane, they're not going. And we take it very, very seriously. We teach our students from the time they come in for an observation flight or a discovery flight, they're taught safety, check ride, and checklists right away. It's just written in.
And Karen, I know you so well. Isn't it interesting of how you just, all the intelligent words just leave when you know it's in front of the camera? Oh, my God.
I don't know what that's about.
but it's well put. I can tell. It comes from the heart.
And we have a checklist.
And you guys, and it comes from the heart. I mean, it really does. A lot of people say safety first. Well, that's a slogan. But it's when you actually operate and you use that as your not only a mantra, but it is your fiber. It's your being. It's your heart.
Framework.
It's a teamwork. Yeah. It's a frame. It's the foundation.
Sure. I like to believe that our secret sauce is transparency in our team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and that will get harder as an organization gets larger. Mm-hmm. But for us, we work very hard to be very transparent with each other across our entire team, mm-hmm. so that there's that accountability. We all say that we want to do safety. We all say that we want to do, we want to do the right thing to make sure that ultimately we have a safe, efficient operation. But it's those times that we're getting together and continuing close in relationship with each other. I heard probably the most profound thing I ever heard about safety, and I actually wrote a paper on it in school years ago, was that the number one key to safety is integrity, right? Mm-hmm. So you can write all the rules, you can make all kinds of systems, but it's your own personal integrity, the bottom line, is to follow those and to do the right thing that's going to keep you safe. And so to encourage integrity, you have to have a relationship, right?
You just climbed into my head, Joel, because that was a word that was going to come up and use the term integrity. And I usually ask folks, do you know what the definition of integrity is? You probably do.
Yeah.
Karen, I know, does. You probably don't. I'm looking at camera one, not you, Mel. I just got the evil eye from my wife. But integrity, the way I look at it, is doing the right thing when nobody's looking.
Absolutely.
And I was overwhelmed the other day. Somebody going in a golf cart down through the Sun and Fun campus, they stopped. Got out, picked up a piece of paper, and went and threw it away. That was integrity. Nobody put them up to it. That wasn't their job to stop and pick up that trash on the car. And I don't know who that person was, but I ran them down and thanked them. So it's very, very important to keep that aspect of what makes us people and getting along with each other and the relationships. And I've seen in large corporations, you lose that relationship and you've lost your company, basically. You're not in control anymore. You're not. It really isn't. Tell us more, Joel, about Kenai Aviation and how you and Karen and your group, I know you can drive a broom just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes time to push, you're going to be there trying to get that last spark plug in and torqued properly. What else can you share with us about Kenai Aviation and why we should go to Kenai? And is there anything to see or do in Kenai?
Oh, my goodness, yes. One of the most beautiful places in the world. I went kicking and screaming 26 years ago. I made a three-year commitment. I said, I'll go for 3 years, but then I'm going south because I don't like being cold. And now, to this day, we've raised 5 kids up there, and there's nowhere else I would have rather raised a family. Mm. And I expect I'll be buried there someday. We love Alaska. We love the culture. We love the people. We love the great land. Mm. What an amazing place to fly. When in a given day you can go, you know, in our flying, in a given day, I'll shoot an ILS to a 12,400-foot long runway. And in that same day, walk out of the airport across the street, get in my tailwheel tri-pacer, and land on the beach in front of the house at home. You know, so just a wonderful, magical place to be in aviation.
Yes, and so much to see. There's glaciers, yeah. There's mountains, there's the fishing, the hunting. We have the flight seeing tours. Mm-hmm. The bear viewing tours are really popular, but so are our glacier tours, and we take people just across the inlet to go berry picking. They mm-hmm. want to pick those humongous blueberries that you get because of the copper mines that were there years ago. I'm just, mm-hmm. We really like to make the experience, the adventure, personal. Mm-hmm. So some people want to go hiking in a place that nobody else gets to go hiking, or it's just see waterfalls. Yeah. It's endless. The list is endless. So when people call, it's like, well, what do you like? What do you want? Let's do it. Let's make it personal. Let's make it an adventure you'll never forget. So I think we have a unique niche in that we get to know each and every person that comes aboard one of our airplanes, and we customize.
Well, you make it feel special, I'm sure. And I haven't traveled on Kenai Aviation yet, but I intend to.
But promising.
The thing about flying in Alaska, one thing that really pops out at me is you can fly for an hour in a general aviation aircraft and look at like Denali, and it looks like you haven't moved anywhere because it's so vast. It's mm-hmm. such a huge environment and territory.
You can fit 3 Texases in Alaska.
Stop and think about that.
That's a big territory.
It is.
Alaska makes Texas look cute.
Cute.
Someone's going to hate me today.
You don't mess with Texas.
No, don't mess with Texas. We respect them.
Okay, as we start to wind this down, is anybody you'd like to thank or maybe a little snippet that you want to put on your website about come to Kenai, fly with Kenai?
Well, First of all, just if I have a minute to just kind of give a big picture of what's going on at Kenai Aviation. So for us, we're an airline, and we're a flight school, and we're a flight seeing adventure service. We are a scheduled commuter operator. For us, it's about all of those relationships. You know, when you come to Kenai Aviation Training Academy, we are going to give you the best that we can possibly give you to make you the best pilot, whatever it is, the dreams that you have. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to just go fly your Super Cub around and be safe, going enjoying that off-airport lifestyle, or if you want to go on and be an airline captain, or whatever mm-hmm. it is that you want to do, we do that. Mm-hmm. In supporting our local communities, we want to provide for you the very best commuter service that's reliable, that's comfortable, that's safe, mm-hmm. More than anything else. Whether you're working for an oil company or you're in the commercial fishing or if you're just coming up to hunt somewhere very remote, mm-hmm. We provide those charters to be able to, you know, get you out to those places safely, but with class. We're just the next level of class.
But we couldn't do it all on our own.
And anyway, yeah, we could never do that on our own. So we've had so much help. We've had so many people mentor us along the way and take care of us along the way. And who we thank more than anything else are those who have believed in us and helped us along. And they continue to do that. Our local bank, First National Bank of Alaska, they've been amazing to us. Tim Redder, our VP of the bank at our local bank there, comes alongside us like he's part of our team. And so all of those folks along the way have helped us move forward. So we say thank you. And we want to do the same thing.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. Relationships are that way in a good way, right?
It's they're tears of joy.
Yeah.
It really is. Wow, what a way to end a conversation. But it is good. It is good. We look forward to seeing more out of Kenai Aviation and actually get people. There's a lot of folks I know. Kenai, where's that? Is that in Missouri? No, it's not. So we want to put Kenai on the map for everybody.
So let me start by saying, look at that state of Alaska. Find Anchorage. It's usually got a big star on it on the map. And we're just south of Anchorage, 56 nautical miles.
This is what Alaska looks like. Anchorage is here, and we're here.
Oh, it's cute. All right, and again, I look forward to meeting Tim when we get up there. And we look forward to sharing this with as many people as we can. It's, that little tally light there is going to the International Space Station.
Oh, right how now. Cool.
Yeah,
it's
so,
very cool.
All right,
Hi, guys.
Joel, Karen, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And enjoy your flight this afternoon for your acceptance of your newest aircraft to your fleet.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. With that, we're going to wrap up this interview. And I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host for the Florida Aviation Network. We'll see you in next interview as we wrap it up with Chairman of the Board, Harley Richards, and President CEO, Gene Conrad, here at Sun and Fun Aerospace Center for Excellence. Take it easy. I'm Ben. See you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.